I don't think Jameis is saving the season. You think he's saving any jobs over there? Think about that for just a second. I'm going to take over 48 wins for the Cavs, and I do think that the regular season matters so deeply.
48 and a half.
Oh, excuse me, you're right. I'll take 49 wins for the Cavs, and I think the regular season just matters so much. And I'm not just saying this because, well, it's like we do sports talk and we got to have people trying to, you know, be interested in the Cavs every day and the dead ass a winner. There'll be plenty of draft to talk about. Don't you worry, guys. It's not just that. It's that, it's like, we got to figure out whether or not this is the long-term thing. Because I would imagine, as things go, they've been together for a while. So they should start out okay. But they got to figure out whether or not this is the group they want for a home stretch. And if there's going to be something as far as an option available, maybe there will be a team that's willing to liquidate an asset coming up in February. And so if they're willing to liquidate an asset, if they're willing to get you your wing, if they're willing to take on X player X, are you willing to make that move? Well, that's something that they got to figure out halfway through the season with Mike Gansey and with Kobe Altman. So it is a very serious regular season. Now, that said, yeah, it does seem to be the defending champion Boston Celtics, and it's only been one game with them, but I can't imagine them doing a huge backslide with the defending champion Boston Celtics. It would seem to be that they are the head and shoulders leader in the clubhouse, that they would be the one. So our competition level, and this doesn't set things up well, but our competition level is Knicks, Bucks, Philly. I know Philly had a disappointing year, but they made a big move. Like, those are the ones that I think we think of. Is Orlando and Indiana in that mix right now? Are they in our class? Orlando took us to seven. Good young basketball team. They made a couple of moves.
And they expect to continue getting better with their young core.
Yes. So are they in our weight class right now? Because I think there's Boston. I think there's maybe up to four or five teams, maybe even in the same class before it all averages out. And then there's the rest of the Eastern Conference. I think that there is a big a traffic jam with us, New York, Milwaukee, Philadelphia. And then Orlando's still young, Indiana's still young. One of those teams is bound to have a backslide. But I think that would be where it is. So, and we got to figure out whether or not that we want to, or we are one of the teams that are willing to make a big move halfway through the season. But I don't think that they're going to play to a level. Like, we've had years in the past where the Cavaliers were 500 at Christmas time. Like when LeBron first came back, and we knew it was going to take a minute to gel. But when a team was 500 at Christmas time, it's like, man, we got to make some moves. We got to get going here. We got to get this thing going in the right direction. And they bring in Amon Shumpert. They bring in J.R. Smith. They do some moves like that. I don't think it's going to be that way. I think you could be several games above 500 and be just fine by the time the trade deadline, or by Christmas time comes around, and we might not be thinking about trades. It's just, how do we match up with Boston and everybody else at the top of the Eastern Conference? Could Jameis Winston save some jobs?
I think so. I absolutely think so, because in most cases, the way this starts to unfold is everybody gets bounced in a season like this. But if Jameis Winston all of a sudden has the offense not only looking competent, but they're actually able to win games, which is not going to be easy. They're going to be underdogs in most of their games the rest of the way. Will they be favorite? Will they be a favorite in any game the rest of the year? Do you think? But if Jameis actually has that offense looking kind of like Joe Flacco did last year, then yeah, I think that makes Kevin Stefanski look Saints a whole lot better than he looks today.
Saints are away. What if Jameis plays really well in the offense and they win on Sunday? What about the Chargers? Could that be the Chargers?
I think that might be the one. Just
like
looking,
a 1 point? I'm not saying.
Looking at the outset. Yeah.
I know that becomes a pick 'em, but the number's the number.
Maybe the Dolphins, depending on what happens with them for the rest of the year.
It's a good pull.
Okay, so they're not favored for the rest of the year. But if Jameis shows what he has, like, is that enough to do anything? Because we asked that question earlier, and I had several people, and they made good points. It's like, well, he might be a good play caller. Is he a good leader of men? Is Kevin the right guy to be the head coach? Like, it's now that you've lost the quarterback, and I know last year was last year, does that save anything for anybody for the future? I don't know if it does. And if they're a package deal, then we just have to have this conversation of whether or not these are the right men to lead the team in the future. And I'll always try, it's not to be, It's not to be holier than thou. It's not to be sanctimonious. It's just the truth. I get uncomfortable calling for jobs. I've never done it on the at least on this station. I've never done it. I might have done it when I was back in the old days of the old place, way back when I was a kid. I don't think I could call for jobs just because, one, I wouldn't want that to happen to me. Two, I think it's the lowest common denominator. Once I call for it, like in all seriousness, and I've let Pony have it several times on the air, once you call for a job, how do you go back? When I say this is it, Mike Tomlin needs to be fired, and I say that on the air over and over, if I'm Pony, where do I go back on that? Like it's the same. When I say LeBron's the best, I got to be ready to say LeBron's the best. But it also goes to, am I willing to defend you? Like right now, where's my defense of Andrew Berry? Do I ask it again? Because I'm not getting an answer. Where's my defense of Andrew Berry?
I thought you were asking rhetorically.
No, I'm looking for one. I'm looking for a legitimate defense.
I mean, at this point, his drafts have not been good enough.
And I don't want to make any trades. I don't want to make any trades for players to bring in. Like Mary Kay said, they could be buyers. I'm thinking, buyers of what? What are we buying? Are we going to Streetsboro Flea? What are we buying? Are they buying office furniture?
Yeah, I mean,
what are the Browns buying?
Buying makes, see, this is where...
I'll ask her that tomorrow at 8:20.
This is where a lot of our conversations are going to be complicated now, because the only way you're buying is if you think you can have the roster next year ready to compete again, and that anybody you'd be buying is going to help you next year. The problem with that is you might have a chance to be a top five pick this year.
Exactly.
Well, so why would you punt in a season where our fans have given up? Let's be honest. Our fans are getting into it with the players. Like that's when a season goes off the rails.
Well, Rodney's...
What magic do you think you're recapturing down the stretch that you were able to harness last year? And this year, it's too late. You're already basically, I'm not saying mathematically eliminated, but for the way we talk about the Browns, their postseason hopes are out the window.
Guys,
right?
They had to go 11-6 last year. They're 1-6 this year. You can't tell me you're going to be perfect. I mean,
you'd have to go 10-0, but
you have to be about 10-0. So that's almost impossible to do, guys.
In a bunch of games, you're going to be underdogs.
Yeah, in a bunch of games, you're going to be underdogs. So I'm just trying to see what it is. So there's going to be an argument now of whether or not people even want that to happen.
Like, if Jameis starts winning games over the next few weeks, but DTR is healthy again, aren't you going to DTR? Logically,
I have veterans on that team. Do I still have my veterans, or have I traded people?
Well, you're going to trade more. Zadarius Smith's gone. They're trading him for sure.
Have we
won
all their
guy,
games?
Right?
Okay, but
have they won all their games up to that point?
I'm saying it. How long does it take DTR to get healthy?
You are giving me the biggest homework assignment.
I mean, we don't know
ever.
About him right now. We should find something out today. Kevin will talk today, and we should hear something. They never say anything before Wednesday future injuries.
Well, you know what he's making us do, Owen. Like, and this isn't even for a show thing. Like, I got to get out the depth chart, and now I got to sit there and look about, all right, because you mentioned Zadarius Smith. All right, well, I can let go of Zadarius Smith and still say that next year, not that I claim it personally, but you could say, well, if Jameis does well, we could be a competitive team. Because then we still have X, Y, and Z, and then I got to go down this depth chart and go, all right, who am I keeping, who am I letting go? And it seems that this would be a sinking ship. So it would be a tear down and a build back up, because of the cap hits and because I don't intend to be a very competitive team. It could be fool's gold. Do I even want these guys here? Like, that's a decision I have to make, and probably within the next 2 weeks, because the trade line's what, on the 5th?
Yeah, it's
busy day
after
on the 5th.
The Chargers game.
So it's after the Chargers game. So it'll be Tuesday around 4 o'clock is where that trade deadline is, on Election Day of all days. And so now I got to figure out who's staying, who's going, who could be a part of my core for the future. Is like DeJuan Jones, that. So I'm just saying words into the void or names into the void. Then I have to decide, is it worth it to tear it down? If it is worth it to tear it down, then I'm basically admitting to people that maybe we might go back to 2017, 18, or 16, 17 land, which is a terrible thing to do. Nobody wants to do that. That means, is it even worth it to keep the head coach? Is it worth it to keep the general manager? Do I trust that general manager to build this team through the draft? The evidence right now would say I can't trust the general manager to build the team through the draft. Or say we win some games this year. Say you end up with a number 9 overall pick. Can I take quarterback X out of the draft, put him there, or do I take good player X out of the draft, because you keep telling me how bad of a draft class it is, and a lot of people do as well, that it might not be a great draft class. Do I take quarterback X or take player X, have him be a piece to help out maybe Jameis, maybe bringing him back? Best laid plans, right? So I can take him and go through this next year and then see where that goes. I mean, do you understand how painstaking this sounds already?
It's none of it's easy. None of it's great. But
it isn't a road. It is a labyrinth right now that I have to try to navigate. And I think a lot of fans don't know where to begin other than we're 1-6 and they just want all this to end. But they got 10 more games to get this thing figured out.
Yeah, I just think that if Jameis can look like a... Remember, you had a historically bad quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not trying to unearth all the arguments about a second half against Baltimore. Deshaun Watson's numbers now... It was a growing number of games, growing evidence that he was one of the worst quarterbacks in modern day NFL history with the Browns. Well, I don't know what happened to him. Obviously, that was not the guy the 13 teams at least chased after. He was a different player here in Cleveland. He didn't perform well. Anything would have been elevated over the play that you were seeing from him. Anything would be better than what we saw. And if Jameis can have the offense looking good again, then that's going to be a huge feather in the cap of an embattled coach right now. And I don't know, you could say that could maybe save Andrew Berry too. I'm looking at more from the coach perspective because right now people are acting, and I'm one of them, like this coach can't coach anymore. And I know that's ridiculous. I know that he can coach, but what he's done this year has not looked like a competent NFL head coach. Maybe Jameis Winston unlocks that again.